Welcome to the Midweek Teas with me, Adele Onyango, where I share some random and not too random thoughts on things.
And in this episode, let's dive into this victim mindset thing. So we recently hosted Fareed Kimani on my podcast, Legally Clueless, and he shared a story about recovery from addiction, which was incredibly inspiring. But there's one part that I've even told Fareed, it felt like he was shouting at me. Listen to this.
And that therein lies the challenge of recovery, I think. Addicts are generally victims. We look at ourselves, oh, poor me, oh, my life is this. Oh, I need to use because of A, B, C, and D. That's who we are, right? So one thing is stop being a fucking victim, right? Everyone's got shit, right? If I ask you to break down your childhood, there'll be trauma there somewhere, for sure. You can't tell me there isn't. So stop being a victim, because I was a victim for 46 years.
And a victim mindset is just when you have this attitude that bad experiences are happening because of everybody else's fault and they're happening to you, so what's the use of changing it? You know, it's almost defeatist. The more I thought about what Fareed had said, the more I recognized three ways in which the victim mindset is limiting me. And the first way is that I just end up stewing in the situation, feeling helpless, feeling like this person is going out of their way to hurt me, so much so that I never make any progress towards a solution. I just sit there adopting the victim mindset and there's no progress at all. I'm not saying it's bad to feel your emotions. I think it's very important. If you've been hurt, to sit with the hurt. If you've been made angry, to feel the anger. But in my experience, I would feel that. But then I wouldn't progress because I would stay in that situation because I was looking at myself as being purely a victim. The second thing, which I think is the most important one, is that the victim mindset blinds me. This is from my experience, blinds me from seeing how I contribute to situations, challenges, conflicts, misunderstandings, because I'm sitting there saying, well, it's everybody else's fault and this person is going out the way to do this thing to me. But because I'm purely the victim, I'm not seeing the ways in which I am contributing. So I never get to unpack some toxic habits I may have. I never get to expand or grow or work on myself because I'm not even recognizing that there are things that I'm doing that may be hurting the other person too, or that may be contributing to the situation I'm in, you know? And the third thing is quite the tragedy, right? Because the victim mindset would make me oblivious to how capable I am of saving myself, which is making me oblivious to just how powerful I am. It's not all doom and gloom. There are some things that have helped me that I'm going to share. The first one is just like acknowledgement and recognizing that Adele here, you're doing that victim mindset thing again. And once I recognize it, I move into the next step, which is, how do I let this go? And letting it go for me has always included forgiveness, forgiveness of other parties and forgiveness of myself. And especially forgiving myself, that bit has been very crucial in gifting me freedom and allowing me to let go. Even just recently, I was on my morning walk and I was thinking about a situation that had me feeling like this person was just like going out of their way to hurt me, and why are they doing this to me, and why me all the time. And I remember being in the middle of climbing this horrible hill that really makes me hema and thinking, damn, it's been years. When are you going to let this go? And I literally said it out loud. Luckily enough, nobody was around to wonder if I've lost my marbles, but I said it out loud and I was like, you know what? From this day on, I'm releasing this. I'm letting it go. And kind of like taking a mental picture of that moment on my walk and being like, are we all in agreement? Internally, this thing is being let go, all right? And a few days later, the thought about that same situation tried to creep in, you know, the why me? Why is this person doing this to me? And I was like, ah, remember, on the walk, it's been years. We are letting this go, you know? So I think acknowledgement is important, but forgiveness of others and really yourself is also important as well. The other thing that has helped me is understanding that a huge part of recognizing just how capable and powerful you are, so much so that you can save yourself, is realizing that a huge part of that includes tangible actions. And so, as a lover of Excel sheets, we need an action plan of how we are going to save ourselves from a situation, change certain things about ourselves, adopt healthier habits, whether it's matters health, diet, mindfulness, building healthier habits, whatever it was for me, I found actually making a tangible action plan. Like, we need to download this app. We need to talk to this person. And a huge part of saving yourself, I don't know if you have a problem with this, but I did for a long time, is even knowing when to tap into other people and ask for help. That's you recognizing that something needs to change. You can't sit and be the victim, and you need to tap into this person who's good in ABCD, or you need to tap into the services of a doctor. You need to ask for help. That's a huge step in you actually saving yourself and getting out of the victim mindset. There's this quote about the bad news is, I think they say it's the bad news. I stand to be corrected, but that the bad news is that nobody's coming to save you. And I think the good news is that you're going to save yourself, right? And the last thing that's worked for me is really acknowledging that there are many parts of this journey called life where I can choose to be an active participant. And I've had to remind myself in small ways how to be an active participant, whether it's standing up for myself in the nail spa and saying, I don't like this, I prefer that, or in a restaurant and saying, I think something's wrong with my meal, or something, you know, in a respectful way, but you're advocating for yourself. And those are small ways. And then you find yourself graduating to the big ways where you're able to stand up for yourself and advocate and say, hey, I found that very disrespectful when you said ABCD, or you hurt me when you said ABCD. And in reminding myself that I'm an active participant and in showing up for myself, then I thought, well, if I'm showing up for myself, what do you mean I can't save myself? I'm pretty sure I can do that too, right? And so whenever I feel myself slipping into the victim mentality, I'm quickly like, girl, you know, you have what it takes to navigate yourself out of this, or to review the situation and be like, oh, this is how I'm contributing, or I did something wrong, I need to apologize or make amends, or I can get myself out of the situation altogether. Because then you're not just sitting and stewing and wallowing and asking, why is this always happening to me? You know what I mean? Now, this is what my experience has been. And these are the things that I've learned from my journey, which obviously is very different from your journey. However, whenever I come across things, especially when it comes to matters wellness, that are intriguing or that I'm trying to navigate, I always do a deep dive. And when I find some good articles or resources, definitely share those with you in case you're navigating this victim mindset and you want to break out of it. I found this incredible article that looks at the psychology behind the victim mindset or syndrome. It looks into why it potentially happens. It looks even into like how you can identify that perhaps you have the victim mindset. And it has a whole long list of things that can help you figure out if, oh, damn, that's me, you know? And of course, it has more tips on how to claw your way out of the victim mindset. So I've put a link to it in the show notes or in the comments. Just give it a read. And lastly, I truly believe in your ability to become the best and most free version of you.
Thanks for listening to the Midweek Tease, a Legally Clueless Africa production. Episodes go out every Wednesday, and you can learn more about us by going to legallycluelessafrica.com.